Blackstone Audio presents Law and Disorder, a legal thriller by Mike Papantonio. This book is read by Jeffrey Kafer. For my wife and daughter, who have been a part of so many of these plots and subplots. 1. Witness for the Angels. Momentum is everything when it comes to winning a case. Attorney Nick DeCatomas knew this from years of experience handling mass tort lawsuits. Deke also knew you didn't just need to be ready for trial. You had to count on your fair share of big breaks to even get a shot at telling your story in front of a jury. Deke needed one of those big breaks today in a critically important pretrial hearing before a powerful and likely adversarial judge. Lawyers all over the country advertised for the big cases, but then the vast majority of them tried to settle without ever going to trial. It was much less problematic to settle out of court. You avoided the expenses incumbent with a big trial and didn't need to worry about the many potential disasters that could develop in a trial courtroom. But Deke wasn't afraid of the fray. He liked to say, "It's not how many times you get knocked down that count, it's how many times you get back up." There was a certain irony in that quote, Deke knew, as supposedly General George Custer said it not too long before Little Bighorn. Deke liked to think he'd prepared better for this battle than Custer had for Sitting Bull. You'd better be prepared when your opponent is a giant pharmaceutical company valued at more than $50 billion. The multinational corporation Beckmeyer Pharmaceuticals had seemingly limitless resources, including an army of lawyers. Deke was okay with that, as long as both sides played on a level playing field. But Judge Ronald Beadles wasn't even given.